Chapter 51. Jen was always late. Most of the women Jesse knew were late. Rita was there at 7. She carried her purse over her shoulder, a small bag which might have been a briefcase over the other shoulder, and in her arms a large paper bag. She handed him the bag when she opened the door. "I am beautiful and dangerous," Rita said, "but I don't carry things very well." Jesse took the bag and backed away from the door. "I'm glad to see you," he said. "And I you," she said. Plea bargaining was interminable. "Four lawyers in a room," Jesse said. Rita put her purse and her shoulder bag on the living room floor next to the coffee table. "No wonder they hate lawyers," Rita said. "For Christ's sake, I hate lawyers. Except me." Jesse smiled. He took the paper bag to the kitchen and set it on the counter. "Shall I unload?" he said. "Sure. I like domesticity in a man," Rita said. Jesse took out a bottle of Riesling, 2 kinds of cheese, a big sausage, 2 loaves of French bread, some red grapes, some green grapes, and 4 green apples. "Would you like some of this wine?" Jesse said. "I brought it in case," Rita said. "What I'd actually like, if you have it, is a very large, very dry martini." "Sure," Jesse said. "Gin or vodka?" "You have Kettle One?" "I do." "Yes," she said. Jesse made the martini in a silver shaker, plopped 2 big olives in a wide martini glass, and poured Rita a drink. "Aren't you having something?" she said. Jesse shook his head. "I don't drink," he said. "Didn't you used to?" Rita said. "I did," Jesse said. "Now I don't." He was a little startled at the firmness with which he said it. "Get something," Rita said. "A glass of water, anything. I hate to drink alone." Jesse went to the refrigerator and poured himself a glass of orange juice. He brought it into the living room and sat opposite Rita, who was on the sofa. "That a boy," Rita said. "Get your vitamins." Jesse grinned. "How'd the plea bargaining come out?" he said. "Nothing you'd like. They get 3 years probation, mandatory counseling, and 120 hours each of community service. And Candace gets her life ruined," Jesse said. "I'm a lawyer," Rita said. "I represent my client." "I know," Jesse said. Rita put her feet up on Jesse's coffee table. She was wearing a tailored beige suit with a long jacket and a short skirt. Jesse admired her legs. "And," Rita said, "people recover from rape." "I guess so," Jesse said, "and maybe she will, but she doesn't think so now." Rita stared at him. "My God," she said, "you actually care about her." "Right now," Jesse said, "home alone, maybe in her room listening to CDs, she cannot imagine going to school tomorrow. She cannot imagine facing all the kids who will know that she was gang-raped and photographed naked. And the 3 guys who did it will be in the same high school, maybe the same class, certainly the same cafeteria. Think back when you were 16. Rita crossed her ankles on the coffee table. She was wearing dark high heels with pointed toes and thin straps. She sipped her martini and stared at the shoes for a moment while she swallowed slowly. "I represented Marino. My job, since I couldn't get him off, was to bargain for the best deal he could get. The other lawyers jumped in with me, and we came up with a package deal. I did a good job. Well, I am," Rita smiled at him, "no longer a little girl. I am a woman, and as a woman, I sympathize with the girl, but I wasn't hired to be a woman. A lot of kids in her school will think she was probably asking for it, and they'll think she finked to the cops and ruined it for 3 good guys, including their football star." Rita took another sip of martini. "I know," she said. They were silent, Rita looking past her martini glass at something very distant. Jesse drank some orange juice. "I saw the pictures, of course," Rita said. "Spread-eagled, naked on the ground, raped, photographed. For them, she was just another form of masturbation." Jesse was silent. "A sex toy," Rita said. "A thing." They were both quiet. Rita finished her martini. Jesse poured the rest of the shaker into her glass. She took 2 olives from the small bowl on the coffee table and plopped them into her drink. "The court going to specify the community service?" Jesse said. "They'll leave it to the prosecution. Once they're sentenced, we'll get together with Reagan and decide something. Usually the prosecution consults the schools." "You have any input in this?" Informally, sure. Besides, Reagan wants to score me. Don't blame him, Jesse said. Who supervises their service? Court, in theory. In fact, the people they're assigned to serve with are supposed to keep track of their hours and rat them out if they don't do what they're supposed to, which often makes community service a joke, Jesse said. Often, Rita said. How about they serve their sentence with me, Jesse said. Rita stared at him and began to smile. They sweep up, Jesse said, empty trash, run errands, shovel snow, keep the cruisers clean, like that. Rita smiled at him some more. And you would, of course, take your supervisory responsibilities seriously, she said. I would bust their chops, Jesse said. I'll see what I can do, Rita said. She put her martini glass down and stood and stepped around the coffee table and straddled him where he sat on the leather hassock and sat on his lap, facing him. The movement lifted her short skirt almost to her waist. She pressed her mouth against his. After a time, she leaned back. If I could use your shower, she said, I'd fluff up my body a little. Down the hall on the right, off my bedroom. Jesse's voice sounded hoarse to him. Conveniently located, Rita said. She stood, smoothed her short skirt over her thighs, and walked to the bathroom.